In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst.
He was, is, and always shall be.
We continue on today, as we just heard, the Sunday after the elevation of the Holy Cross. And we heard this week from the Gospel of Mark. We also heard from the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians, as we did last week. And as I mentioned last week, this is because it is a great feast and celebration of the church, and most importantly, because it is a time where we, as Christians, ponder on and think about and hopefully grasp the meaning of the cross, not just in the celebration of the church, but what it means to each and every one of us. And the essential meaning that we heard from the scripture readings of last Sunday and Tuesday, the actual feast of the cross, and then today, all of these scriptures point to the essential meaning of the cross of Christ. That God loved and loves, that God loves his creation. And he does so found in its fullest and ultimate sense in what was deemed as a method of torture, a sign of weakness to the world, and that is in the cross. And not just in the cross, but in the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. We heard last week, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And this is the connection between God and his creation. That God, we use the word kenosis, emptied himself fully in becoming one of us. And one of us, as humans, is good, because God did not create something that was not good. He created that which is good, and that is us. And yet, through our, as we know and have heard many times, our disobedience, we separated ourselves from this union and communion with God in paradise. And yet he loved us so much, because we are his creation, because we are made in his image and likeness. He didn't just start over. He became one of us. And not only did he become one of us, but in his Son, Jesus Christ, he emptied himself fully and was lifted up, as we heard in the gospel last week, lifted up on the cross. He descended and was ascended on the cross, and then ultimately he ascended into heaven. And so this truth, this belief that the church has given us, has maintained for us for 2,000 years, the very reason why we are or we should be here today. This is the reason why we're here today, I hope. It's not for any other reason. It's not for what will happen after church today in the community center. It's not for my particular event or your particular event. It's not for what may happen next week or last week. It's for this very reason. It's for the sacrifice of Christ on the cross and what it means to each and every one of us in our lives. For without it, why are we here? Why do we come here? Why do we build these things without this truth in our lives? Our Lord said, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. These two verses from these two passages are the essence, are the answer to this question. They're the answer to this question, why are we here today? Why do we come to this place? Why do we call ourselves Christians? Why do we follow Christ? The challenge for us is to fight the temptation of what the world would say, which is, this is folly. This is foolishness. You're wasting your time. There are better things to do with your time and with your life. There are more important things to worship than the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. There are more important things for you to spend your time, for you to spend your money, for you to devote your life to than Christ. That's the foolishness of this world. That the world may say is wise is enlightenment. That the world may tell us is what's important for us. That the world may tell us this is where we are today. All this other stuff is old fashioned. All this other stuff is hate, or all this other stuff is nonsense. Paul reminds us that those of us who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Paul says this, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Not what the world will tell us. Not what the world wants us to believe. He tells all of us, Jews and Greeks, Gentiles, the whole world. The most complete definition of a true Christian, of a follower of Christ, is what we heard in this epistle reading from Paul. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Union with Christ. This is the heart of the Christian faith. When we deny ourselves, when we take up our cross, when we receive Him in the sacraments of the church, in the mysteries of the church, in His body and blood, when we receive Him in us, when the Holy Spirit guides us, when the Holy Spirit leads us, when the Holy Spirit empowers us, this is Christ living in me. And to deny oneself means to fight daily, even hourly, even minutely, by the minute, to fight the impulses that we all have that are not being followers of Christ, that are not in line with the Christian faith, with the truth that has been handed down to us from the time of Christ. Have we forgotten the truth? Do we not even understand the truth? Are we so confused by the ever-changing definition of truth in this world that we've lost the meaning that Christ Himself revealed, that the apostles upheld, that the apostles handed down all the way to us today? Do we have the impulse to gossip or to speak ill of someone or to spread rumors or to tell untruths? Or do we have the impulse to speak highly of our brothers and sisters, to speak the truth, to say things that are encouraging and loving to one another? To deny ourselves means to make the right choice in this regard as Christians, to make these choices of speaking good of others, of loving one another, of showing mercy to one another on a consistent basis. to forgive, to be merciful, to be caring and trusting. All these are what Christ showed us on the cross. He forgave. He was merciful. He was caring. And he was trusting. Christ showed us how we should be. Not the world. Not the foolishness of the world. Our Lord shows us how we are to live. Our Lord shows us through the cross how to return to paradise. Our Lord shows us the love of God the Father. Our Lord shows us how to be a leader. Our Lord shows us how to be a follower. Our Lord shows us how to devote and to give our lives in sacrifice to Him. This is the meaning of the cross. This is why we read this very same gospel passage twice a year. No other gospel passage do we read the very same one twice. We may hear the same account twice, but only one gospel passage do we hear twice during the year. This one from Mark. Whoever wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Amen.